I'll give you an example of an ineffective strategy. Somebody who didn't rationalize, for the most part, right, was willing to discipline herself, was willing to do almost anything, was not using softeners, and was on the public stage. An amazing lady, Oprah Winfrey. Now, take a look at Oprah for a second. Here's a woman who is totally determined, strong, successful, an achiever, making a difference. But she also has incredibly high standards for herself. This woman really cares about people. This is not just some story. She's not just out to make some money. She is out there every single day of her life trying to connect with people on the raw edge of human emotion. And as she's out there giving her all, being her all, and also wanting to be the best always, she's always raising her standards. She doesn't compete with anybody else. She's always trying to do better than she did the year before. That creates stress. That's just natural. Now, Oprah's way of dealing with that stress started a long time ago. When she got her first job back in Baltimore, working for the news there as an anchor, she was 140 pounds. But you know what? When she got that great opportunity with that additional stress, that demand on herself, am I doing well enough? Am I good enough? Am I strong enough? Am I achieving enough? And maybe even the fear about, will I be loved? Some of those unconscious drives make us stress. Remember, stress equals fear. And sure enough, she dealt with that, and she slowed herself down and comforted herself through food. She'd stop by the mall, and she'd go buy all those little stalls they have, you know, the little potato stall where they put lots of cheese all over a big potato with everything else on earth in it. And there was another stall for pizza, you know, that deep dish stuff. And then there was another stall where they make her an 18-inch chocolate chip cookie, or they put one in with macadamia nuts, and she could really go. And she'd go stop at all three places. You know, and guess what? She felt good. She was certain she could be comfortable, right? She was connecting with herself. She was rewarding herself for a job well done, allowing her stress to disappear. Well, as a result, you might guess her weight started to grow and started to expand pretty rapidly. So much so that at one point, she was invited to Chicago to try out for a coveted morning spot on a talk show, a show that later would become the Oprah Winfrey Show. But all the way there, she had incredible anxiety, thinking, when they see me, it's over. They want a little skinny white blonde, and I'm this heavyset African-American woman. There's just no way. And sure enough, the man who saw her there saw her talent above all else. And he said, I want to give you the job. She said, don't you see? Don't you notice that I'm black? Don't you notice that I'm not blonde? Don't you notice that I'm fat? He said, maybe you didn't notice me. And he lifted up his shirt and showed his big belly to her. For him, it didn't matter. So guess what? Oprah Winfrey got herself this morning talk show. And the interesting thing happened was there was no demands on her, so she ate some more, and pretty soon she was out of control. It got to the point where literally at one stage, only a year later, she was described in Time or Newsweek as the Big Mama of the South, and she hated reading that. It made her decide she's going to do something. She didn't want to be known as that kind of person. She didn't want to be known as fat. She was more than that. So she went on the Atkins diet. Sure enough, you know, the diet where you eat all the fat you can possibly consume and try and convince yourself you're being healthy, right? Eat nothing alive, no fruit, no vegetables, nothing else. And then you pee on a stick, as she says, just to see whether or not you're breaking down too fast, creating too much acid in your system. You lose weight on it, all right. Your body figures out how to get rid of every ounce of water in the system to try and get rid of the acid there. An incredibly unhealthy way to live. Your body starts breaking down, and boy, do you smell like it. You better make sure you got plenty of breath mints when you're on that diet. And Oprah attests to it whenever she talks about those days. But you know what? She lost herself 10, 12, 14 pounds. Of course, she gained it back within 3 or 4 weeks. Then it was the Scarsdale diet. Lose the weight, gain it. Then it was the Beverly Hills diet. Wow, 17 pounds, eating nothing but fruit, a different fruit every day. But sure enough, 4 weeks later, all that weight and then some more. It got so bad that at one point, she went to a fight for Mike Tyson. And as she's sitting in the audience at 218 pounds, she heard the announcer call out to the audience, in this corner, the heavyweight champion of the world, weighing in at 218 pounds, Mike Tyson. And she thought, oh my God, I'm as heavy as the heavyweight champion of the world. Well, guess what? She's driven again to go on another diet. Finally, she went on something called Optifast. You know what you do here. You eat nothing for basically 4 months. She was up to 237 pounds. She was so frustrated she'd do almost anything to change it. So sure enough, the first 3 or 4 days, you're starving. But after that, you're not even hungry. You drink this little drink, you don't eat anything, and your body adjusts. And sure enough, over a period of 4 months, she was obsessed. Her whole focus was to get in some size 10 jeans she had when she was in Baltimore at 140 pounds. And sure enough, she got there. At 141 pounds, she fit in those jeans, and she ended her fast. That day was the only day she was 141 pounds. The next day, she was 145. Within 2 weeks, she was 155 and was embarrassed to go back out because on the two-week anniversary of doing a show where she demonstrated to people all the weight she'd lost, she was already getting fat again. She was so miserable that she finally told People magazine, "I'm done. I've had it. No more. I'm just going to enjoy being fat. I'm just made to be this way. This is just my life. I got to become fulfilled with it, and people are going to have to accept me this way." She copped out. She didn't know what else to do. She felt she'd tried everything. Of course, she hadn't tried everything. She found herself one day sitting, waiting for the Emmy announcement to see who had the best daytime talk show, and she was hoping like crazy, praying to God that Phil Donahue would win, because she didn't want to get up in front of this crowd in a dress that stretched across her huge bottom where everyone would be staring at her. Of course, she did win, and she felt humiliated, which drove her again to go on another diet. It wasn't until she finally got clear that she had to exercise that life began to change, when she finally met a great trainer named Bob Green, and she wrote a book called Making the Connection. She and Green wrote it together, and what it's about is real simple. He said to her, "I don't care what you do, you got to exercise at least 5 days a week," and for Oprah it was 7. "You got to do it first thing in the morning also, same as I teach, and you got to make sure that you work on a scale from 0 to 10 where you're at least 7 in your level of intensity and effort for at least 45 minutes each day." He said, "That's it. There's no way around it. You got to build your metabolism." Now, today, Oprah's managed to stay close to her prime on a consistent basis. She's gotten herself to develop the ritual of working out 5 times a week or more. It's her time for herself. She lives the same. Everything I'm teaching you, she's lived it. And as she's lived it, she's gotten lasting results, because she isn't just dieting. She is moving her body. Her metabolism is strong. But more importantly, for a woman who's already so powerful in so many areas, she's taken the one area of her life that was a wound and put it to bed. Don't you deserve to have the same? Don't you deserve to create the rituals that for a lifetime will give you the health, the vitality, the energy you deserve? You won't get it by rationalizing. You won't get it by softening. You get it by telling yourself the truth and getting your butt in gear, but also at making a strategy that works.